It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, good Friday, everyone. Big issues, big gas. Bob Brady, much in the news. I think he's down there with the Casey count, the Casey McCormick count. I think the McCosey one still has provisional ballots in the Northeast, but he's with us here taking a moment on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bob, welcome back. What's going on with you today?
Well, I want you to know I remember that I owe you dinner. I'm a man of my word.
I know you are. Yeah.
And for your listeners, you bet a cheesesteak and I bet a lobster, so I guess it's going to cost me a lobster dinner.
I'm having the judge of elections here rule on that. We may have to downgrade that. The poor lobster here for this. But anytime, whatever. Bob, maybe an Italian restaurant might be better. I'm not sure.
Your choice. You know, my mother's Italian, so that'll be perfect.
I know that. You got the best of both worlds here.
Yep.
So what are you doing today, Bob?
Well, we're looking at the Casey votes. There's 100,000, actually there's 100,000 votes that are still outstanding, provisionals, overseas, some divisions haven't reported. And there's like 20,000 in Philly, like Pittsburgh's got like 13,000, Montgomery's got like 7,000, and the rest of the state. So it's something that has to be looked at, you know.
Is this the recount at this point?
No, this is our count. This is not a recount yet. You know,
okay.
Recount is going to kick in, and that'll be everybody. This is just us looking at numbers. And then on a recount, there'll be McCormick people and the Casey people together, you know, going over it, you know.
You know me a little bit. If it were me, I'd be counting every vote, counting it again and again and again. I mean, I think there is a thing about conceding at a certain point. Absolutely. But, I wouldn't concede in this. I mean, I don't think it's mathematically too likely, but I wouldn't concede.
Yeah, but you're right as far as counting every vote, because people come out and vote. They want to make sure that their vote is counted. I mean, come on. Yeah, that's what we do, you know. But, you know, we're getting beat up a little bit in Philadelphia. But let me tell you, we probably did the same as we did, almost the same as in 220. 220 was 60%. Right now we're at about 65%. You know, the total vote in 220 was like 749. We're close to that. We're at 732. But, again, you know, it's the economy, stupid. I mean, everybody talked about the border, and they talked about, you know, abortion, but the Republicans hit it on the nose. They it was the economy, and they kept pushing the economy. And as you well know, when people go to the store to buy something, and it's more money than it was, you know, that resonates. And that's what happened here. That's why Donald Trump was effective.
I agree with you. And I wanted to go into a little bit too, Bob, as much as you can. Look, this guy that's going after you from the Harris campaign, he's the guy who told me to pack my bags with Helen Gim. I look at it, he's a two-time loser, first with Gim and then with Harris. And it doesn't surprise me what you've said out there, that somebody like you, that this guy would be disrespectful or not be involved or whatever. He crawls with it, just like the Gim campaign. And sadly, the Harris campaign would have been better served by somebody who might know Philadelphia, might know the way you operate in the Democrat Party here, and been respectful, at least.
Well, you know, and don't throw in the fact that he's probably making about $25,000 a month.
Yeah. Bob, I don't understand it. Look, I understand what you do, and I understand how moderate Democrats have succeeded in the past. I don't understand how guys like this continue to say the policies that the American people don't want, and they're disrespectful, talking down to people, not just Republican voters, but to you in Philadelphia. They think, what does this guy know? Well, you're the guy that produces votes.
Well, you know the sad part about it, and it's not my ego. Believe me, when I talk about it, I don't really have any much contact with the campaign or whatever. It's the people that I represent. We got ward leaders, and we got 3,400 committee people that go out there, and they don't get paid. But the little bit of money we give them, if I get a lousy $100, that's $340,000. But the little bit of resources we give them, they pay people to work the polls, just like Republicans do, and you should do, you know, work the polls, knock on doors during election day. Hey, Mr. Giordano, you didn't come out to vote. Yeah, please come out to vote. And they're out there like, it's not 13 hours. They're out there like maybe like 15 hours because you got to stay. They get our committee people get the Republican committee people too. Don't get me wrong. That we get the tables up, we put the chairs out, we find the polling.
Well, places, Bob, let me interrupt and ask: what was their objection to street money, whatever you want to call it? What was their objection to it?
They paid their people. They paid volunteers more money than we could pay them. I have no idea. I have no idea. I guess that he got upset because I said that they didn't have any cooperation. We had no cooperation. I had to get signs from other people, from other Congress people that had extras. We couldn't get signs. We couldn't get lawn signs, you know, toward the end. Now there's a guy by the name of Cullen White down there. All right. He was great. He was fighting for us all the time. I've been told of him by
a mutual friend, John White, who was a city councilman, et cetera. He would understand Philadelphia. So,
thank God for him. If it wasn't him, we would have been really, really in bad shape. You know, but this guy, I don't care about him. Come on, man.
But Bob, you made the other cardinal sin. You spoke to it. Look, we know you were a Biden guy versus this crowd. Yeah. I get that. But you also said. And let's break it down. Look, Josh Shapiro and I clash somewhat, but I respect he's a killer politically. I mean that in the best sense. I got Josh Shapiro ready to come into the game, and I tag in this Walls guy. Right there, that's political malpractice. Pennsylvania would have been really tough to win if Josh Shapiro were in there.
Well, you know, Tim Walls is a friend of mine, so I was a little handcuffed. I served him for 12 years. He's a good guy. But Josh is our favorite son. And you know that? He's articulate. He can get out on the stump. He can not only in Pennsylvania, but it'll be great for Pennsylvania. But our question, I think we win Pennsylvania without.
Now we've gone too far. That's a little bit. I think it would have been.
It would have been another bet.
It would have been really, really tough. I'll say that.
Listen, Don, if we're around in 4 years, we can make that bet.
What are you talking about? We're going to be around for another 20 at least.
Bless you. Good for you. Good for you.
So,
but I appreciate it. You know.
So Bob, where does this end up with you? You're still the Democrat chairman and all going forward. This has caused kind of a national ripple.
No, I'm not going no place. Nobody's – my guys are – I'm fighting for our guys. I wasn't fighting for Bob Brady. I was fighting for some respect with the party that we have, that we've been turning out votes forever and ever and ever, you know. With our committee people and our ward leaders, and I was fighting for them, and that guy called us worthless. I mean, that ain't right. It's a guy, like you said, there was like, you know, a little, I don't know how they picked him and then we got our mayor here that he was against our mayor.
No, big time. He didn't get where Philadelphia is not Helen Gim. It's Sherelle Parker and Bob Brady. Bob, you said either on air or off air, maybe more off air, Channel 6 last week, we were talking about Joe Bocozzi, and you called it. Now, there's a few provisional ballots, but I think it seems pretty certain that Joe Bocozzi is going to be the next senator from Northeast Philadelphia. He's only 29 years of age, and this represents he had no Republican Party support. This is a breakthrough. What happened in that race?
The Donald Trump coat factor.
Okay.
Donald Trump won every ward that Senate race was in. You know, and look, people win because of coat factors too, you know, and he won. And there's no, whatever they count, it's not going to change that election, you know. this young man is going to be a senator.
Yeah, and I think that's a bit of a breakthrough. The last one is eons ago, right? Is it back to the guy who wanted to secede from Philadelphia, Frank?
Hank Salvatore.
Hank Salvatore, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He was a good guy. He was a friend. They were good people.
Yeah. Bob, we'll go out anytime that you want, and I appreciate you coming on today. And again, I think you did an unbelievable job here in Philadelphia, given there wasn't a Biden. I don't think VP Harris had much of a connection to Philadelphia, unions, just about anything here. I'm not saying negative, but not connected.
Yeah. And our unions did a great job, too. They were out there all the time. But it was just the economy. I mean, people, it was in their pocketbook, and people, believe it or not, vote their pocketbook.
I would ask you, Bob, if you were in a room with them when Joe Biden was doing this, though, didn't you have a sense, the spending I'm talking? Now, look, when Biden won the presidency, he came in a different Joe Biden. He listened to a bunch of historians and others telling him, you got to go big. You spend $7 trillion. We know what's going to happen. Inflation.
That's beyond me. When you talk about billion, I'm sorry, that's beyond me.
Yeah, but I would say with all due respect, it's beyond the people that did it. I don't think a Bob Brady would say, you know what, we ought to be causing grocery store prices to be 20% higher.
Bob has some lobster to pay for. He doesn't want to pay $70.
Yeah, that's right. That's all. God, let's get the lobster today. God knows what it's going to be by Monday. Hey, Bob, it's great that they have you on Channel 6, and it's always great to come on. And we loved you at Mulligan's, so we're already planning for Mulligan's this year. We got to get
come
you
back,
there.
Bob.
You got to come back.
I'll be there.
All right,
Bob. Thank you so much.
We'll catch
God
up soon.
You, have a nice holiday when I'll talk to you.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Stay safe.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Brady here on Talk of If We're Here in 4 Years. Oh, my God. Come on now. All right. So your reaction to that. Look, this is a window into Harris, their campaign, and guys like this McPhillips guy. I wonder if that guy's packing his bag. Who is he going to lose for next? It was Harris here.
Stick around,
man. Helen Gim. Yeah, $25,000 a month for this guy. Oh, my God.
He's like the political equivalent of the Madden curse.
All right, here's how we're going to lose. Give me $25,000. Come on, Brandon. Come on the show. You heard Bob Brady. You can come on. They're accusing him of everything in the world. You can come on the show. Oh, no. Then you'd be Helen Gim would never return your calls.
Oh, man, that's not
where is Helen Gim?
Yeah, where is Helen Gim?
Exactly. All right, let me give you the side question. We got Jeff Andrew at 12:30. A lot to unpack with him. We have Laura Trump, and we have one of my favorites, Dr. Marty McCary. I think it's at 2. And we're going to talk with him about all this RFK stuff. The great Stephen Colbert even had to address RFK and the food thing. What are they afraid of taking a look at these things? And I'm not going to agree with RFK on some of these things. I think he's a nutbag. I'm going to tell you when I think he's a nutbag, but I think it's fine to open up. Here's one little nugget out of the stuff, the smarter people cataloging what happened here in this election. Axios today says several of the better Democrat strategists said, you know, a lot of this started with COVID. We were scolding people. We were calling them names. There was the masking. There was the shutting down schools. But it was the manner in which we attacked people. Did we get some kind of reckoning for what was done to the American people by people like Fauci and a lot of Democrats during COVID? I'm not saying that was the principal thing. I'm just saying it's another one of those layers that made people think about this constant scolding from Democrats, the constant wokeism, the constant, we're the science, you're not. We're college educated, you're not. That type of stuff. Thought that was a pretty good insight. I don't think we've ever fully had a day of reckoning over COVID, but some of it bled into this. Also today, I had to burn the midnight oil. I had to change this several times. My top 11 moments in this election, I put the 11th in to honor the great Jim Kenney, the former mayor, when he jumped into the ring for Harris here in Pennsylvania. Remember they sent him out there and the stuff that he said that day? Right there, we should have known, they're in trouble. Are you sending Jim Kenney out there? Come on. Who's he supposed to appeal to?
You're really scratching the bottom there.
They didn't send him to Philadelphia either. They know he can't do anything in Philadelphia. Maybe Jim Kenney will call at some point here. All right. I'll give you the top 11, and we might dispute. I didn't put Elon Musk on here at any moment. Some people egging me on saying, well, when he took over Twitter, yeah, that was before the campaign, though. I get it. I think I got the number one right. And I'll tell you that Scott Presler does appear in this at some point. Not at the very top. Happy to get yours at Dom Show 1210. All right, phone lines are open. That's Bob Brady to kick off the show, right out of the news. And look, I'm fine with Bob Casey Jr. challenging this. I get the argument. Up to a certain point, that's what President Trump did in 2020. And that was right. Some of it was not. Some of the Giuliani lawsuits were out of bounds. But if I were Bob Casey, I'd be challenging it. Well, I'd be going and counting every vote. So let's use that to say when Republicans do it, it's right too. You ought to. It's your life. These people voted for you. I'm not conceding. It would be very hard for me to concede. I'll admit it. You know, Roe would have to, you got to concede. Get out of here. Not doing it. I get it. I give grace to these people when it's so hard to concede, be it Trump, be it, in this case, Bob Casey Jr. Remember McCormick with the stuff with Dr. Oz, fought it down to the very end. And rightfully so. That's what you do. You fight. Nothing wrong with that on either side. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Side question coming up here on Talk Radio 1210. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. If you're in New Jersey, you should rest easy. Phil Murphy, and we're working on the sound, just said in his news conference, we will fight to the death to keep our Jersey values. Well, you don't know what they are. You're not from Jersey. How about eating pizza the Jersey way? Is that a value you're going to fight? King Philip. How about the hair values? The hair looks like it's back, Dan. Now, this was a tell that he was possibly running for something.
Uh-huh.
I just saw the hair. It looks like it's not the flopping hair. It's back to the old style. It looks to me like that's it.
He was just on Fox, you're saying?
Yeah, I saw him on Fox a couple minutes ago. Maybe Miss Kim is on extended vacation or something. Let's see.
Was it like a press conference he was doing, or was he a guest?
Yeah, it was his breakdown of the 2024 election. And we have Jeff Van Drew coming on. We'll talk to him about that. Murphy said, we'll fight to the death for Jersey values, for our values. What are those Jersey values as he sees them? All right, well, that leads
me. The love of Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Not pumping your own gas.
Oh, God, that's right. Well, yeah, I'm going to be in the front row. This is so juicy. I got to get to this right now, even though we've got a number of things. Look, Steve Bannon is kind of out of bounds. I could get him on right now. It's not good, though. You can't be doing Steve Bannon right now, I think. But Bannon just said in an interview, and it's not on Alex Jones. I don't know where it is. It doesn't look like it's Fox. What Trump ought to do for the daily press gaggle that all administrations do, put the big media all the way in the back
America's
of the room.
Voice.
Okay. Yeah, all the way in the back of the room. And in the front, put the talk radio host and the podcasters. Oh, man. Can you imagine those podcasters that Trump went to in the front row? Or Joe Rogan, by extension, he wouldn't go, but they can put him on, I guess, you know. Can you imagine the questions? Now, people would pay attention.
You want to hear this? I have the audio.
Yeah. Is this Murphy?
Or no, Bannon? No, this is Bannon.
Okay, let's hear Bannon.
CBS, ABC, suck on this, because this, I hope, is the plan that gets implemented. The first three rows are all the podcasts and the bros and all that. The first three rows, and the first three rows are that, the new media, alternative media, the streaming services. You guys are like in the cheap seats. You're in the fifth and sixth row because you know what? You deserve to be in the cheap seats. All you do is attack him and rip him apart. You think we're now going to honor you? No, the Helen Thomases of the world, the tremendous reporter, I think she was UPI or AP, who always got the first question. Boom. That should be new media.
All right. I mean, it doesn't seem to be including talk radio here. Too much of that bro stuff on all these guys. I think talk radio was more important. I'm still not convinced all those bro guys actually showed up and voted. I'm waiting on the results on that. We'll see. Somebody's doing an analysis on it. It's kind of chic to say that. They did the right thing. They reached men and the Rogan thing, but Rogan didn't endorse to the last day. All right. With that being said, let me give
the clip you saw was from a COVID 2020. That's why the hair looked different.
Oh, okay.
So breaking news. I don't think he's changed his hair quite yet.
Okay.
Dang.
But he just did say, though, Dan, it was another news conference here. I'm looking on Fox, that we will fight to the death for Jersey values. He did talk about Trump reaching people. Rubio talking about the Democrat resistance. What are they the resistance to here? Exactly what is that? The biggest nutbag idea of the day is having Sotomayor drop out so they can put another Democrat in. There's no way that Republicans are going to allow a Supreme Court seat to change right now. If she dropped out, Trump would get another Supreme Court pick. That's exactly what would happen. I think he's probably going to get one or two during his first two or three years. I think that's the way it'll go. Okay, side question today.
Here you go.
Okay.
So much for unity on this Friday after an election. Trump hasn't even assumed office yet, but high-profile Democrats are vowing to fight back.
If it's contrary to our values, we will fight to the death.
If Trump comes after your freedoms, I'll be there.
You come for my people. You come through me.
If you try to harm the others or roll back their rights, I will fight you every step of the way.
We did not expect this result, but we are prepared to respond to this result.
Oh, my God. So immediately, and that gets me into Chad Wolf, the former or the acting head of Homeland Security. Listen to what he says. This will be cut eight about the removal of people who are here illegally, even with American children. Then I'll tell you what I want to see in deportations and Trump early on here. Here's Chad Wolf.
You can look at a lot of these different categories of individuals. Some, again, have gone through the system. Others have not. Others are criminals. Others are a danger to communities. And that's
what
you need to prioritize and start moving out.
Who are parents of U.S. citizens? Would they be removed?
Again, every case is different. There's different scenarios, but probably not a high priority. But that's not to say that they should be exempt. That's the question I get a lot. Well, should this case or this type of indigent person be exempt from the law? And the answer is no. No one should be exempt from the law because that just invites more unlawful behavior at the end of the day. But you do need to prioritize based on your resources. And again, I haven't talked to the president, but I think he's been very clear about wanting to protect American communities from dangerous individuals.
All right, well handled there. Now, here's what they're saying, and I think most people are on board with this. Trump is not going to say on January 20th, we're rounding up 20 million people. By then, he'll have appointed a Wolf or a Homan or whomever. And the strategy is going to be marshaling, targeting those that are here illegally have committed crimes. Now, what I want to see from Trump, and I want to see all our battle on this, they've huffed and they've puffed before, but they didn't deliver, and it's difficult. Will they marshal the Republicans? They should have all three branches now, and the executive action to take away federal funding, not all of it necessarily, but take away enough on sanctuary cities. You want to be a sanctuary city. We won the election. You're not getting federal funding for X. That's what's going to happen. Now, that's a reasonable approach to this. What's happened so far, we're seeing stories today of a lot of people self-deporting. They're going to Canada. And Canada now is trying to push back against people wanting to come in, asylum and the like. Oh, wait a minute. Canada doesn't want this now? Well, I think that that's something to take a look at. Here's a little bit more of Phil Murphy, I think, from today, right, Dan?
It's from yesterday.
From yesterday.
From 2 days ago, actually.
Okay. All right, here we go.
So the point is that we have been down this road before. And when we have put New Jersey and our shared values first, we have emerged stronger. We have faced extreme adversity before. And when we refuse to give in, we have emerged tougher. We've been fearful of what the future holds before. Our allies and adversaries alike waiting to see what path we chose. And when we have stayed true to our values, we have emerged more united as a nation, as a state, and as a people.
So that's pretty early on in the press conference. And then finally he wraps it up, Dom, with...
Whether that scared them off or not, I don't know. But it's an example of a small step that gives you a sense that we're willing to try anything if it's contrary to our values. Again, I'll conclude again with this. If it's contrary to our values, we will fight to the death.
Okay.
If there's an opportunity for common ground, we will seize that as fast as anybody.
Okay. You're going to have to fight to the death. I want them to go after your funding. You want to stick out there. We're not coming after individual families. You want to come out there. You're going to sanctuary state, not just a city. Then you're going to lose federal money. Now, I wouldn't do everything all at once. And this has been talked about before. It didn't happen. I'm not sure how much congressional has to be part of this, but we'll see. Okay, the Justice Department has unsealed criminal charges in the thwarted Iranian plot to kill President Trump. We'll give you more details on that as they develop here, as I see them come out. There's also talk in a second Trump term of releasing all these things that have been covered up, be they the Kennedy files, be they the P. Diddy files, the Epstein files. Not sure why in the first term some of this stuff didn't make it out there, but I think you're going to see some of that. What about the Bannon idea, though? You know, I'd go there for that, for talk radio. Yeah, it'd be worth it going to Washington to ask a question in the middle of that. Now, Jeff Van Drew is next. Going to ask him about Trump's reaction. I'm sure Trump has spoken with him since the election. Also, why did Jersey turn out so well this time around? I don't think Jersey's a swing state yet. It's going to take several of these elections to convince me of that, but it was a big uptick. One more like that, like winning the governor's race, that would give us some degree that something is happening here. That's the next big thing on the horizon, I think. I like Jack Chitterelli. And one other thing, I heard Dan talking with Dawn. You know, we live here, despite the presidency, the fact that the Democrats have held, it appears, the House in Pennsylvania. And here's what I attribute this to. Doug Mastriano, he blew it up. Now we have incumbents in there. They're harder to get out. Just remember, the next time you say, well, President Trump won, why can't Doug Mastriano win? There's only one Trump. There's only one person who's able to do some of this stuff. Doug Mastriano is not Donald Trump. I will never forgive that nonsense with this guy. He gave us Josh Shapiro, and he gave us the Democrats in charge of our day-to-day lives again. They can block everything in Harrisburg. I don't know. Maybe the roof will leak again if one of them's absent. The roof leaks. They have control again. How's that possible? Well, it is once you let them get in there. All right, Congressman Jeff Van Drew is next. First, Batteries Plus Bulbs, my friend Roy, started the original Batteries Plus Bulbs right here, Mount Laurel, Route 73. He added another store at Northfield on Tilton Road. And Roy is looking for help right now. He needs a handy do-it-yourselfer types would be ideal. It's a great low-pressure, part-time job. Customer service is the key. Because at Batteries Plus Bulbs, not only do they have everything that you'll need, But they power it, they light it, and they fix it. And the things that they fix could be in the business setting. It could be an energy audit. It could be your phone. It could be anything. You've told me, I've told you for years, this is the guy to at least make the call and say, here's what the issue is. What do you think we can do? And then once you meet with them, you'll see what I mean. Unbelievable customer service and expertise. So give Roy a call. You're interested in that part-time job. Might be full-time ultimately. Need something in the tech field, whatever it might be. It's 856-638-0778. Batteries plus bulbs, 856-638-0778. Two stores, Mount Laurel and Northfield. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in Congressman Jeff Van Drew. It seems like a lot of time since we've spoken with him. A lot to report over there in Jersey and with the president. Let's go to Congressman Jeff Van Drew. All right, what was the scotch of choice on election night?
Oh, man, it was a Macallan, absolutely. Quite late in the evening, we were at our headquarters, and we celebrated a little bit and then just watched as we saw our president arrive at victory himself. So it was a good night. It was a good night not only for me, but I really mean this. It was a good night for the United States of America. People were worried about this one. You know, Dom, on your show so many times, I spoke about how this was a watershed election. And I know we use those terms too often sometimes.
Right.
This is one of the important elections, and it really was. We knew this was different. There was something different. People probably won't see something quite like this in their lifetime again. This was an upwelling of people who believed in America, and they were working people and just people who believe in the basics, just believe that America is a great country, that it always can be better, we need to work at it, and just didn't like some of the stuff, a lot of the stuff that was going on. Real quickly, they like to call us weird. I don't know how they got that. We can talk about a lot of issues, the border, the economy, how expensive everything is, just, on and on and on, what's going around the world. But just one issue, right before my last moments of campaigning, a woman came to me, and she was very moderate. She was the typical what they used to call suburban soccer mom. She said, but it's just weird. She's, and that's the word she used, that biological men can compete in women's sport. Mm-hmm. It's weird that your kid can go to school and, a 10-year-old kid can say, I want to change my name, change my sex, change my pronoun, and doesn't have to tell or work with the parent, the mom, at all, and just can go ahead and do it with the government and the administration. Mm-hmm. What is that? That's weird. It's scary. And I don't care what people do in their bedroom, Dom, as long as I don't have to pay for it and as long as you don't force it on my kids. I don't care.
Well, Jeff, my last column before the election, this was weeks before it, was that is the sleeper issue because it's a tell of how radical they are. I was going to send it to you to put through the pipeline, but then I researched it and found that the Trump campaign had already ran, by that point, $32 million in ads on it. Those people right there got it. I don't care what you say. That helped people that don't pay attention too much to see what the other what Harris was about.
Absolutely. A reporter asked me a little while back, what do you regret? Literally. And I think it was a reporter that's not always so friendly. It's fine. And you probably thought I was going to say, oh, I regret this vote I took or that I became a Republican or that I aligned myself so much with President Trump. And I said, you know what I regret? And I really mean this, Dom, and I've said this to you before on the show, too, that not every man and woman in America can sit with me on that Judiciary Committee and just see and hear what has been going on with these people in this administration. I mean, it really is lawfare. What they did to Trump really was wrong. There's been lies, deceit. It's been horrible. And they've had to apologize over and over again now, but it's not covered. Still, a lot of Americans don't know. There's so much wrong that there's not enough time, nor is there enough money for advertisements to go through it all. It's amazing, but people intuitively knew it. And there's a tremendous collective sigh of relief that just maybe we're going to keep America.
Now, this is a very good sign to me. You and I have talked about this. You see it more from the inside. Everybody needs somebody to kind of balance them and not let them get too out there. And Trump appointing Susie Wiles, my friend, a great friend, Jim Worthington, who's a big donor in our area, Jeff, knows them well and knows her. And he was talking with me this morning saying, this is exactly the right tone Trump is setting. She is the first chief of staff who's a female. But more importantly, she's the gatekeeper. You know, everybody in the world wants to get in and see Trump. You got to have a little bit of order here to make him function and in the second term squeeze out everything he wants to do.
No doubt. No doubt. And it's going to be about, she's great. And it's going to be a balance because you still want him to be the guy that one-on-one can talk to, you know, a congressman.
Right.
And still do that, yet at the same time, be able to have some order where he's just not scattered in a million different directions. You know, I think it's important to have that balance, and I think they will strike it. And yes, you know, this horrible president, this president who hates women, this president who, you know, is going to do all these terrible things, the first damn thing he does is name the first woman as chief of staff. Presidency of the United States. I, you know, that just tells the story in itself right there.
Now, let's say if on fantasy, on election day, as we see those long lines out there, you were the chair for Trump in Jersey. Are you thinking, I'm going to carry and deliver New Jersey for Trump? History books forever will be writing about Jeff and Drew. What happened that there was that surge in New Jersey?
People had enough. It is a blue state, but and you know, if I were to make a headline for all that, you know, my headline would be, thank God New Jersey is still not California.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there still is that working class people, real people, people who, you know, care about their country and go to work every day. And that's what, again, you and I talk about over and over. I kept saying, a lot of people thought, you know, a lot of the insiders thought, oh, Andrews, you know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I said, we got a shot at this. And we really did. Remember, Don, what we did. You know, we have the biggest rally still in history. And it was, I'm going to say that was New Jersey and Pennsylvania because we had a lot of people from
right,
PA.
Right.
We got the early voting on the machine. We had so much more early voting than you normally would ever see. We pushed that all around the whole state, pushed it in our area as well very heavily. It made a big difference. I spoke to President Trump midnight before Election Day. He actually called me, very gracious, thanking for the work we did. He said, you think we got a shot in New Jersey? And I said, yes. I said, it's going to be hard. I said, you are winning. And he was. The machine vote. We'll win the machine vote on the day of the election. It was the mail vote that actually made it just not, we didn't quite make it because of that. Now, remember, Don, not one penny was spent in that New Jersey. Not one person was put in New Jersey. We had nothing. It was me and a couple of people on my political staff that were doing everything. So do I think maybe we could have won it? Yes. Do I think that his people around him were wrong by not putting in a bunch of money in New Jersey? No, I don't think they were wrong because they had to go. You had to win. And you had to go by what were the most flippable, you know, states, which were the most
swing
states.
Exactly. No, no slight on Jersey, but if I had $10 billion, I want 11, and I want to put it all on one thing, Pennsylvania. If I win that, it's over.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to spend anything.
That's what I even said when we did the rally. You know, it's great because we had tons of people from New Jersey, but there was a huge crossover from many of my friends from Pennsylvania came. And so everything I've tried to do around the state was always with an eye on Pennsylvania. And I do believe I think we helped a little bit.
Oh, you did. You did. Now, here's the big thing. We haven't, you know, we're still in shock from how big this was and everything else. What does this mean for big wind in New Jersey? Does it mean, if we just play this out for a little while longer in the courts, et cetera, that at the federal level, that Congress and President Trump will be able to do something now?
Well, I'm certainly hopeful. I mean, there was nothing more hurtful to me when I finally got a bill done in the Commerce, Justice, and Science Appropriations Committee to say, hey, we needed certain things done before we went forward with these wind projects, and the damn Democratic Senate stripped it out. So that's not going to be the same anymore. We're going to have to work with the president, see what his people want to do and how we approach it. I would love an executive order. The little difficulty that we have here is that the leases have federally been granted to some of these companies already, including off the coast of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. But I'd love us to declare some kind of an emergency. I'm even thinking national security, because guess what? I don't know if you saw, I just read it briefly, but Zelensky in Ukraine is stopping any of these wind turbines because he says it's a national security risk because they're not going to be able to tell all the time when missiles are coming over. By the way, wow. That's accurate.
Yeah.
He's right. It's true in New Jersey, too. These people were so hell-bent on pushing these large multi-billion and maybe trillion-dollar projects through, they're willing to risk our national security. Because when you talk to military people, Coast Guard, others, they'll tell you that they're real concerned about it. But if they talk aloud about it with this administration, that they would never move forward with their rank. That's
absolutely
unbelievable.
Hey, all in all, the great May 14th events in Wildwood and then ongoing, it has been fabulous. We can hardly wait to have you in person and celebrate all this. Congratulations on what you've done in New Jersey, and the best is yet to come.
Tom, thank you for always being a voice of reason and fairness. And, you know, I appreciate you so much and the people that work with you. God bless you. And let me just say, it really, truly is a great, great time for the United States of America. I'm hopeful that we're going to go into a golden age.
Absolutely. We are moving there. Thanks, Jeff, very much. Appreciate it.
Take care.
I think that was one of the highlights of the summer, the scotch contest with Jeff and Drew. We
have to figure
out. Oh, man. Coming up, the side question, and Jim Kelly makes...
Let's do it right now because Jim's got to get out of here.
Okay, let's do the side question right now. Special executive order. All right, so yesterday I had the experience watching The Godfather. Jim, which role are you taking? I forget what you do here.
I am going to take Don Corleone.
Oh, Don Corleone. Yeah, I'm a better Michael. You do the Corleone voice better. I'll defer to you for now.
Okay.
So I'm watching it. The big scene's coming up. The Godfather was on AMC. And DJ is trying to talk the campaign with me. I tell him once, it's a scene, 15 seconds, 14 seconds, that I think is the quintessential scene, my top scene maybe in all of cinema. Look at Henry Kill over there. Uh-oh. So we're looking for that scene. If you're watching it, say it's TV, wherever.
The hook.
You cannot be disturbed. And you just have to tell people, no, I can't talk. The house is on fire. Go put it out.
And even further down, that one scene that hooks you. You get that.
Yeah, the hook.
And once you get that scene, there's no turning off the movie the rest of the way.
You haven't seen The Godfather, so yes.
I wouldn't know.
Because this is later in the film. This is the summary of everything that it's about with the family. All right. Don Corleone.
To check the telephones.
I did it, Pop. You can trust me. Pop, what's wrong, Pop? I did it already.
Oh, man.
I like to drink more wine than I used to.
It's good for you, Pop. Drink it. It's good for you, Pop.
Check all the poll results. Remember, whoever comes to you with this meeting first is a traitor. I like to get more paranoid than I used to, but I always...
I understand, Pop. I understand. Pop, can we get to the family? What's the matter, Pop? What's bothering you?
It just wasn't enough time, Michael. I mean, I always wanted to be Unipol Strings. Senator Corleone, Governor Corleone. It just wasn't enough time, Michael.
We'll get there, Pop. We'll get there. I can't say those lines without
tearing
up.
That's what you've been waiting for.
I've been waiting. I tear up. That's the family. That's the type of thing. The family
is
on.
We have to take this on the road for the next
You know what, Jim? You're South
Philly.
Today,
Dom Giordano.
You're South Philly guy. Joe Conklin has demanded November 23rd. I invite you in his stead.
Oh, I would love to do that.
We can perform this for them at St. John Newman.
I think we could do this as definitely an opening act because he's trying to tag me because he does Trump.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, you can be Trump and I can be Hannity, and I can walk there and go, and you know what it is, we got the president-elect Donald Trump with us, and it's good to be here at St. Maria Goretti High School, Philadelphia, and I know some people, the great Dom Giordano, Jim Kelly, they're from this neighborhood, and they're with us tonight as well. Don't forget Newt Gingrich coming up, Fox, Hannity, Fox News Channel. Don't forget to set your DVR.
And don't forget your Philadelphia Eagles.
And don't forget right now Merrill Reese, who I was imitating last Sunday when I was DJing at the link, and it was a great time. People loved it when I imitated
Mel. Shameless promotion. Shameless.
It is, of course.
Hire Jim Kelly. You got to hire this guy.
Hire Jim Kelly. He'll do whatever.
Call me. Leave me an email. We'll get it to Jim Kelly. All right.
Honestly, like real behind the scenes, Jim introduced my entire wedding party in the Voice of Merrill Reese. If you need a wedding DJ, this guy is the guy to go
to. That's the go-to.
I remember that very well because I'm sitting there studying the lines constantly, and I'm like, I got to get this
can't
right.
Can't screw it up for Dan.
All right, I think people are off the side quest. Jim, have a good weekend. Off the side quest.
You too, Dom. Thank you, as always.
As always, I love it. All I have to do is the Michael, which I just get emotional over when he says, we'll get there, Bob. We'll get there. 855.
People on YouTube are asking, are those real tears coming out of your eyes, Dom? Are you actually crying?
Yeah. I mean, that line, that's why I tell people. Now, Henry, you said yours might be in A Few Good Men.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go away from that today, though.
It's
too easy.
Okay.
I feel like I've done A Few Good Men too many times, but a movie I've beaten to death for sure is Dune 2. Scene where Paul gets up in front of the Fremen in the temple in the south, and he rallies them to fight against the Emperor.
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Yeah, he rallies all the Fremen to fight against the Emperor. That scene gives me goosebumps every time I watch it. And another one I'll take off is the ending of the movie La La Land. Spoilers if you haven't seen it.
Wow, that's okay.
That's an eclectic. I know the ending.
Oh, yeah, my God. Yeah. I don't want spoilers.
Well, all right, then cover your ears right now. I'm going to spoil it a little bit.
All right, Dan, what's yours?
Whoa, hold on. I got it. Come on. No, the last scene where they make eye contact with each other in Seb's jazz club, and they just give each other a look. I mean, that scene, I think, is all time.
They had the wrong guy. That guy's the most overrated guy in
Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, God, I despise him.
One thing I'm learning about Henry is even though he's close to a mullet, he is quite the hopeless romantic.
Oh, he is? That's true.
That movie's awesome. I'm sorry. Yes. It really is.
All right, Dan, you have one?
Yes, mine comes from my favorite movie, Dom. It's the opening scene of The Truman Show, where he's driving around.
The Truman Show
again. You're getting a glimpse of what this guy recognizes for his regular life, and all of a sudden you see that light drop out of the sky and all. And you know what's going to come, but it just hooks you in, and you got to stick with the film the rest of the time. My all-time favorite Truman Show.
All right, boy, what a range of list here. Okay, so we're looking for that scene. It's all in the call. Tell us why. What is it? You get it with The Godfather, family. Yeah, with me, that sets me off every time. I would just say in A Few Good Men, the line is when he says that he ordered the code red. That's the line that
sets
me off.
You're goddamn right I did.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, here's an impression from Henry.
Yeah. All right, hit us with that.
I don't give a damn what you are entitled to. Good.
You want answers?
that wasn't even better. Yeah. You got it right there. That's the voice.
Yeah, extra credit for callers who call in with that scene and imitate
a little
bit. Scene, yeah.
Yes, a little bit. And Joe Conklin, see what you have unleashed. Now we got Jim Kelly and me. We could do a half hour there easily on the Conklin thing.
You can do 3 hours. Just do the whole Godfather movie. You all take four different parts.
855-839-1210. That's a side question. Give me your reaction to all the stuff. And I have my top 11 moments in the 1 o'clock hour from the 2024 campaign. Let's talk FanDuel for a moment first. So the NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action. Right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do is catch every tip-off, buzzer beater, place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com/Dom to make every moment more this season. And make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. After 3 month free trial, the full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime, no refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, that was a jam-packed first hour. Laura Trump at 1:30 coming up with Dom and Dr. Marty. Really looking forward to Dr. Marty McCarry today about Robert Kennedy Jr. and some of the stuff already flying around, and he's not even in charge of anything yet. I think there's a lot to be gained. I think he needs guardrails, though. We'll see what Dr. Marty says, because he's talked about chronic disease, too much sugar in our diet, throughout COVID as an underlying cause of those who really had difficulties with it. And I will give you, coming up, My top 11, I put Jim Kenney in there, right after the next break. My top 11 big moments. People were convincing yesterday, particularly Dan, so I did put the assassination in there, but only at number 4. Because I don't believe that's what ultimately won it or moved the needle, but you can't deny it. It did put Trump on the map in a different way.
I remember the brush of dust off this Dom's top 10 sounder.
Oh, okay, that's right. We have to do more of these. I'm always open if you'd like to hear a top 10 of anything.
Ooh, I can't wait for this.
Like the most attractive women of all time. Or men. I'll do the men, too. I'll give you that.
Gavin Newsom?
I don't know about all time, but I got to say, he's an attractive guy. I was looking at the hair and thinking, oh, man, there must be a lot of action with that.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. Yeah, attractive women, maybe, might get us in trouble.
No, I don't think
with
so.
The wives? Not
Rose,
necessarily management. I think Greg would be okay with
that. No, Rose's fine with that. She kids about that all the time. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right, so come on. We got to get Maisie on board with that. Get her to sign a writ of habeas.
I think she probably would.
Tell her, Maisie, can you please sign a writ of habeas corpus on this?
A waiver.
So to speak, a waiver. 855-839-1210. Get in on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.